Let's take a look at the latest for livestock markets from the USDA's Livestock, Grain, and Poultry Office in Moses Lake, Washington. For that, we turn today to USDA's Greg Sanders.
This week in the Washington sale barns had 2,025 head of cattle trade. Compared to last week, not enough stocker or feeder cattle last week for accurate trends. Feeder cattle futures bought the fact following the screwworm confirmation on Wednesday with gains of $10.40 to the $10.75 limit. The CME feeder cattle index was down another $4.93 on June 1st to $359.21. Slaughter beef type turnout cows returning to feed sold $2 to $5 higher. Dairy slaughter cows were $1 to $4 lower, and slaughter bulls were weak. Feeder steers, medium large frame 1 and 2, 6 to 650 pounds, sold from $439 to $454.50. 650 to 700 pounds sold from $442 to $445. Feeder heifers, medium large frame 1 and 2, 6 to 650 pounds sold at $430. And 650 to 700 pounds sold for $385 to $407. Slaughter cows on the boning utility sold from $184 to $190. And slaughter bulls yield grade 1 and 2s sold from $211 to $229.50. Now let's move over and take a look at the video for yesterday. They had 70 head of cattle trade. Demand was good. Trade was active. These were purchased steers coming off native grass here in Washington. Feeder steers, large frame number ones for current delivery, weighing 925 pounds, sold for $338 FOB Washington. Now let's slide over and take a look at the National Slaughter Cattle Review for Thursday, June 4th, 2026. On Thursday, negotiated cash trade was moderate to good demand in Kansas. Compared to Wednesday, live purchases were $1 to $2 higher, from $257 to $258. Negotiated cash trade was limited on moderate demand in all major feeding regions. In Texas, there were a few live purchases from $256 to $258, but not enough for an adequate market test. The last market test in the Texas Panhandle was Wednesday, with live purchases at mostly $256. In Nebraska, there were a few live purchases from $256 to $258 also, but not for an adequate market test. Also, the latest last market test in Nebraska was Wednesday, with live purchases at mostly $256 and dress purchases at mostly $405. In the Western Corn Belt, there were a few live purchases from $256 to $257 and a few dress purchases at $405, but again, not enough for an adequate market test. The last market test in the Western Corn Belt was Wednesday, with live purchases at mostly $256 and dress purchases at $405. Now let's slide over and take a look at the boss beef cutout values for a choice yield grade 1 to 3 steer and heifer. Weighing 600 to 900 pounds was down $3.20 at $392.66. A select yield grade 1 to 3, 600 to 900 pound carcass was down $1.39 at $383.04. Now let's move over and take a look at the cutter cow carcass gross cutout value. That was up 60 cents at $357.60. Now let's change gears and look at this morning's futures for you guys. This live cattle in June are up $1.25 at $250.32. August is up $0.75 at $242.27. October is up $1.50 at $235.25. Now let's go over and take a look at feeder cattle this morning on the futures market. August is up $0.75 at $354.20. September is up $1 at $351.10, and October is up $0.75 at $347.42.
Once again, that was Greg Sanders with USDA's Livestock, Grain, and Poultry Office in Moses Lake, Washington.